Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dig your cleats in. Get your peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and IPAs ready. This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
The pitch from Acevedo. A drive deep to right field. Down the line. The Mariners win this game 2-1. The dream lives. They're going to the playoffs. The drought is over. Cal Raleigh. Wow. Hey now. Hey now. Hey now.
Covering all things baseball, the big leagues, and the MLB to Portland.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
Shut up.
And Rutschman will hit a fly ball here. Deep center field. And so long. Adley Rutschman with a moonshot to center field.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher. This is the Hot Corner on the Odyssey app and 1080. The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner for it must be a Wednesday, but baby, you know what I'm going to say. It's always a Wednesday around here. Patrick Harris with you, Joe Fisher to my left.
Let's go.
Jordan Schultz on the ones and twos.
Sneak that in real quick.
Let's go. Get that in, Joe. I know what you're trying to do, and I'm here for it.
I'm ready to go.
Getting higgy with it.
I know what you're doing.
Where are we going?
I promise I won't be a hotkey master today.
I'm trying to get it pulled up myself here. I don't know if it's going to let me. Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go.
You know, I did... I did Dirt and Sprague last Friday. And
you did?
And I couldn't get anything.
You dog.
To work on that.
I saw you. Actually, I didn't see you. I heard you, but... I saw that you were on there, or heard that you were on there.
Yeah, and I like that show because I listen to it every single morning on my drive into work.
No, you don't.
I do, too.
No, you don't.
You're out of your mind. I absolutely do.
I'm pretty sure I remember him saying he's a P1.
I am a P1. I am the most P1 of any employee that is an on-air talent. Let's remember that word.
You've claimed this.
On-air talent. I am a bigger 1080 P1 than anybody else that sits in these chairs.
I bet Brandon Sprague would try and battle you on that title, but I don't think he would win. Because you are so staunch about that stance.
I've only got one thing to say to him.
I am 1080 the Fan.
Yep, that's what I'm here to tell him.
Good pull. Good pull right there.
That's what I'm here to tell him.
You're a company man.
So, yes, I know your struggles with computer screen over there.
Yeah, and it's like it's very awkwardly placed. Like I have to crane my neck off here to the left.
Bro.
And to just see what I'm doing over here. I want to look at your beautiful face and Jordan's beautiful face and be able to fire off some fart drops.
The farts have really come down. Over the last couple years.
Our fart ratio has plummeted.
I have sat in on primetime.
Sell farts! Sell, sell, sell!
Yeah, Suk and I did some shows. Joe, you and I did a show, and I was very surprised to see that the fart drops had diminished to about 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah, there is only...
It used to be about, like, 8 or 9.
There was multiple farts. Yeah. More than 3, for sure. I would say almost triple that.
Well,
we've gotten more mature.
You know, what do we, I mean, what do we say? I mean, are Isaac and Jason, I mean, it's more of an Isaac thing. I mean, is he, A little over the hill. I'm just asking the question.
Losing their touch a bit, huh?
I am not saying anything. I love the man.
Losing their touch of the cloth a bit, huh?
I'm just worried a little bit.
I mean, the drops
know,
have...
speed's slowing down. The arm strength's not quite there. The vision, I'm worried about the guy.
I did hear him coming in say that, Rop at least, that he doesn't drink like he used to.
I'm worried about the guy. Tell you what,
dare you better yourself by drinking less alcohol? What's wrong with you?
Tell you what,
because he's getting older.
Is everything okay?
Tell you what, Rob, I'll cover you on the drinking. I got you, boo.
Hey, speaking of drinking, I'm starting to come to an old man realization that...
Joe, that's not great. You're 5 years younger than me.
It's not so much the amount of drinking. It's the amount of spending on craft beers while I'm out, man.
It's absolutely brutal, man. I grab beers for us all the time. They're like, that'll be $18. And I'm like, somebody stab me because Odyssey is not going to recoup these funds in my
bank. Jump on Conker and put in that receipt and, you know, hopefully get reimbursed.
I would love
to see Kim see that one. There has been a reimbursement request by Patrick Harris for beer, $20.
When Voldemort and I were doing the Beers on Us podcast, which is a great podcast that you can still go back and listen to. Although,
some of it may not be relevant anymore. But.
Yeah, but some of it was really cool. I tried to ask for reimbursement for the beers I bought for that show. I was like, look, market research. You know, it's like I paid for the MLB package and I can write that off on my taxes.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah, I had to take the shot and nobody responded to the email.
You got a strongly worded email from accounting.
I was very sad that nobody responded to the email. I wanted somebody to at least look at me and say, dude, you're an idiot.
That's even worse.
Yeah, that's worse. That's like, this guy's so dumb, we're not going to acknowledge him. At least throw me a bone. At least say, nah, it's not going to happen.
I brought this up to Jason Sukanik, who you can hear before us, not even on Wednesdays, every
that guy's
Monday
good at
through
his job.
Friday.
He's that guy's right. good at his job. I like him.
I was just telling him on Sunday because we did a little Super Bowl roundtable. We had Sprague on. We had Dusty on.
Oh, you did the thing.
Yes, we did. We did the thing. And I told him.
I was watching Premier League soccer, so I wasn't tuning in. I'm sorry, Joe.
It's a Sunday morning.
I really wanted to, though. For a Super Bowl edition, I really wanted to.
Well, you can still listen to it, I guess. But... still not happening yet. Right?
What?
Champions League?
Champions League was today and yesterday. Round 16.
Damn it. I thought I was Soccer Joe there for a second. But I was telling Jason Sukanik that getting beers at any sort of bar, restaurant, whatever, even just getting a beer, boy, writing down $9 for my total for one craft beer.
Yeah, the days
it's
of the
really chapping my ass
the
right
$5
now.
Pint is dead. Well, and then the $6 pint came around. I was like, all right, I understand shrinkflation.
It's seven at least.
We can do this everywhere. And now it's seven everywhere.
I was at a restaurant in good old St. Paul on Saturday after my Grizzlies took our first loss of the season. We are now 4-1, the 5th, 6th grade Newberg Grizzlies. Tough loss. They raised those kids in St. Paul different. But I got myself a Barley Browns Pallet Jack, which is rare.
Classic.
I know. When you see that on the menu, it's almost like a... got it, bang, lock it in. But then I saw that Coors Light on the menu for $5.
And you were like, I'm in.
I went with the Pallet Jack still because it's just, that's rare. That's a unicorn out in the wild right there when you find that. But again, it's just every craft beer out there on any menu is at least $7-$8.
Well, now we're in February and Pliny the Younger is around everywhere and everybody's got to have a taste of that triple IPA and... Yeah, dude, it's $8 for an 8-ounce pour.
So
you're lucky.
I guess I am a free agent when it comes to what domestic beer I have to start drinking.
Oh, baby, it's Rainier.
See, that's what I know. You're a Rainier guy.
The answer is
Rainier. Suk is also a
High Life. Mm-hmm. Is also an acceptable.
Suk's a Yellow Jacket guy,
My vote is for the Yellow Jacket as well.
Yellow Jacket's not bad. I will put down Yellow Jacket.
That was my Super Bowl Sunday beer. It was I drank too many and it was awesome.
And I had Rainier.
There we go.
My dad is a Bud Light guy before and after the controversies that they've had in their advertising.
Breaking news on the fan. Joe Fisher II is woke.
He is so out of touch that I'm sure he would get.
I hope he's not listening. I think he'd be mad if
he would get insults hurled at him. Oh, Bud Light, huh? And he'd be like, yeah, I love Bud Light.
What
like,
do you want from
me? This is awesome. That man, I've seen him go from, I believe it was first, it was Milwaukee's Best.
Ooh, the Beast.
Ooh,
yeah. The Beast. That was what I was
Why
really
on. Why do we do this all the time? We're always talking about light beer on this program.
Milwaukee's Best Ice.
Next week, I'm coming in with Rainier.
He went Milwaukee's Best, and I think I'm getting the chronological order wrong. It might have been Milwaukee's Best, then it was Natty Ice.
Dang, dude, that's like...
And then he had some respect for himself, and he was like,
that's
all right,
like
I'll get Bud Light.
17-year-old Patrick was on the Beast, and then he went to the Ice because it was like, well, life's better on the ice.
Yeah, that hangover, my God.
One of the first Spanish words I ever learned was cerveza, because my dad would tell me, hey, go to the garage and grab you a cerveza, will you? And it was always a Milwaukee's Best or Natty's Ice.
Yo necesito un cerveza, rápido.
And then I started telling him about OLCC and how I shouldn't be able to get his beers for him, and that I'll be making a call soon. And then he started getting his own. So.
What, is your house an establishment where people are coming in?
Oh, bud, with the amount of bar signs and the pool table and dartboard, I was talking about this with a lady friend tonight. We called it the Thunderdome growing up, me and my buddies, because you could... You could probably run a small small purveyor of drinks out of this place. Like, he's got it dialed in. I always tell him, you could sell all these signs and you could make a fortune. He's got some classic bar signs, neon signs. Like,
I used to drive by a guy who had a St. Pauliner. When I lived in Camas, like, every time I drove by, he had a St. Pauliner neon sign. And then one day, he had a giant flag that said, let's go, Brandon. And I was like, ooh, I'm out of here.
Jeez. I mean, the bar part, not the Brandon thing, it was making me think of like Peter Griffin opening a bar in his basement. This is awesome. Let's get it going.
It very much looks like that. He built a bar, like a little bar with like three stools in the garage. And fun fact, he actually had three movie theater seats from the Lake Twin Theater.
Oh, I love it.
In the garage.
You know,
as well.
I love the Lake Twin.
Those came from the Twalton House to the Sherwood House.
For the second time tonight, shout out Joe Fisher II.
Yeah, he still has those. The garage is not as cool anymore, though. There's just a lot of crap all over it. And trust me, he gets an earful from my stepmom probably 5 to 7 times a week. About that garage needing to be cleaned out.
Yeah.
And I tell him, I'll help you. Let's just make this like a 4-month project. Let's take care of this corner. Let's take care of that. And then we leave it alone. We don't put anything else in it. And we're going to get this thing back to its glory. And I think I had that conversation with him like 2 years ago.
Well, when you get there in 7 years, let me know, because I'd love to come have a Bud Light with your old man.
Dude, I would love to have like a grand reopening of the Thunderdome.
Yes, yes.
My buddies would love that.
I am here for it.
It wasn't St. Paul, or what is it? St. Pauli's Girl? What is
St. Pauli's Girl is St. No, Pauliner is a brand.
I thought St. Pauli's Girl.
St. Pauli is a different brand.
St. Pauli Girl, yes, okay.
And then there's the Girl, so it's St. Pauli is the brewery. But there's St. Pauli, the girl.
Germany's fun-loving beer. The reason I know
she's a hot.
Oh, she is. She is.
She's a hot.
She's well endowed. The reason I know about
she might be the best hot that's never changed in 100 years.
I know about St. Pauli because of my dad having a St. Pauli sign in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
And I would just stare at it and stare at it.
Yeah, Michael Scott.
And stare at it.
And if people left the garage, it was like you're looking around and you're kind of like,
yeah, I'll join you guys. Back inside in a minute.
Hey, just, give me about 2 minutes, guys. Give me 2 minutes.
The glow of electric sex in the garage.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we got a show for you tonight. We are a baseball show, and we're slowly transitioning back into baseball as things are going. But I have no idea what we're going to do today when it comes to baseball. We'll have fair foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour.
I just love that. Hey, we're a baseball show, but not quite sure what the hell we're going to talk about. I do know one thing we're going to talk about.
We will check in on the Oakland A's and Mommy, I Need a Home, and Mommy Says Too Bad. So that could be fun. We could probably spend an hour making fun of the A's and where they're going to play baseball. But before we get to anything, I'd love to dive into our reactions now that we are about 3 days removed, 4 days removed from El Super Bowl. 503-864-6326. That's the Vancouver Ford text line. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit Vancouver Ford thefanclub.com. That'll let you interact with us throughout the entire show, and that's where we'll start. We'll just this is kind of our last week messing around with non-baseball stuff, so I figured the Super Bowl was a few days ago. You've let everybody say their piece. Guys, is there anything that's still hanging on to you? And for you texters out there, you can hit us with that as well. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Jordan Schultz behind the glass, 1080 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
.720 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. Again, coming up fair foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We will get into some baseball. It's kind of our last show to kind of mess around. And Joe, I'll start with this before we really dive in to our feelings on the game. How was your Sunday event? You did football Sunday here.
Yes.
And then you left. What did you settle on as your Super Bowl fiesta?
Oh, I just, I have one friend, Ben, who I think I only watched one Sunday of football with. And so I just went to his house and hung out with him and like two other people and his brother. Like, it was very, very, very low key. And exactly what I wanted was just to watch football. And that's all we do, is we just take in the game. The commercials are the worst part because we all just want to get back to the game.
Right.
Commercials kind of suck now.
And you can watch them before the game, right?
Dude, the NFL must be tough for you because even in a regular season NFL game, there are so many commercials.
Yeah.
It's turned me off from the game.
But Usher was great.
Usher was excellent.
But yeah, probably spent way too much money on meats and cheeses that I brought over just to, like, you know, I asked.
You were making fun of me when I walked into this studio about charcuterie boards.
I was not making fun of
you. And you made a charcuterie board.
I was not making fun of you. I just said that you bring your own personal charcuterie board.
Check the tape.
I don't think it's on tape.
I don't think it was either.
But yeah, God, there is this market in Newburgh. Really fancy Italian restaurant.
Dude, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly the place.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it over by the Fred Meyer?
Yes. They make sandwiches, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this might be a different place because there used to be a sandwich place over there, a Sandwich Express or whatever.
No. This has like a little market in the front.
And it's an Italian name.
Yeah. And then you like walk in there. It's like right off the main drag.
Yes. Yes. I'm trying to find the exact name of it because it's super Italian.
Well, because I am so bougie and spend so much time in Newburgh for the vino that I know what I'm talking about.
You spend time in Newburgh and then you don't call me?
I haven't been to Newburgh since you've lived there.
Oh, so that's like a year. It's like almost a year and a half.
Gotta go wine tasting again there, brother.
Yeah. Hey, it's
so many good vines and wineries you haven't hit yet. I was about to say winery or vinos, but I'm like, ah. That's...
Vineyards?
Yeah, exactly.
Gusto. Gusto. Ooh. Gastronomia Italiana is what it's called.
Ooh, my friend, I am wrong. This is in Dundee.
Oh, Red Hills Market.
Difference. Red Hills.
You're thinking of Red Hills
Market. I'm
thinking
Market. Of Red Hills.
They have great sandwiches as
Red
well.
Red Hills is a great spot.
Fantastic Italian sandwich, fried chicken sandwich. They're great. Now, this place is
you
like...
You get Rogue Blue Cheese there.
Oh, but now I'm, you're talking.
One of the best cheeses of all time.
I got Rogue Blue Cheese this weekend. Stuff. Yeah,
that's
on Sunday.
Stuff.
And I, when I went to my buddy's house, I kept pressuring them. I'm like, please help me eat this. I spent way too much money on this.
I need validation by people eating this.
Please. But this place in Newburgh, they are, the owners of the place have one of the nicest Italian restaurants in really the whole state. Like, you cannot just walk into this place in Newburgh. And then they decided, I forget, it's Rosmarina Italian something rather. But they opened their own little like deli and little market.
Rad.
And it is dialed in. Like as I'm getting my shaved, sliced meats, there's a dude back there like, oh, dude, try this cheese. Try this Swiss. Here, let me get you a little hunk of this.
Yo,
try
bro,
this.
You clearly know the Bleezies. Like, you should try this, man, dude, because I'm like flying right now.
They brought out these like focaccia pizzas. If anybody just wanted to walk in and buy one for $40, I was like,
I like focaccia.
God.
It's kind of like a Detroit style there with that.
I'm telling you, if you're ever in Newburgh,
you guys are making me hungry.
Go to Gusto Gastronomia Italiana for your sliced meats and cheeses, and they have nice little sandwiches too.
For the first time in my entire life, I did not begin my Super Bowl with a party. The wife and I stayed home. We had the invite to the big party. Shout out to my friends that I didn't see.
Clearly not good enough friends.
And, you know, Jordan invited me to his place. Shout out to Jordan for the party
good.
I didn't go to. I watched the first, second quarter and Usher from the laurels of my couch in a very quiet situation. And let me tell you, it was absolutely phenomenal. In the second quarter, I fell asleep for like 20 minutes.
My girlfriend woke up halfway through Usher's performance. She wasn't with me, but
whoa.
Yeah, she was.
That's not okay.
Yeah, that part.
That's not cool.
I'll give you the pass on the actual football,
but
Usher's performance.
But I woke up and it was 3-0 San Francisco. And I was like, dang, I didn't even see that field goal. And I turned to my wife. There was a commercial on and I said, hey, babe, this is the Quiet Place Day One trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Because we just watched those. She had seen them, and I just watched them for the first time. So I said, oh, babe, this is the preview that you wanted to see. And she goes, give me 5 more minutes.
And, I'll look it up on YouTube later.
Yeah, and it was amazing. And then Usher played, and we had the volume up, and it was just the two of us, and we were watching it. And then it ended, and then I went to the spot. Then I went to Bridgetown Beer House. Ran into all my friends down there. It was a nice potluck. But let me tell you what, guys. I don't know if you've done it before, but just watching the Super Bowl at your house without people over is pretty rad. It's pretty cool. I might do the whole game next year by myself.
See, that feels like...
Or like with the fam.
I might try it out eventually. That just... And I was pretty close to doing it this time around, but I hadn't seen this friend of mine since literally week one.
Sure, sure, sure. That's
and I was like,
all right,
I know I can keep this very limited to just a couple people and watching football and BSing and not having to mingle and talk to people. So what do you do for work? Like do that BS.
Oh,
like didn't want to deal with any of that.
That is annoying.
So you got kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, but tell me what's that about?
Yeah.
Let me act like I care for 3 minutes.
Big gulps, huh? Yeah. So I knew I needed to watch with someone on the same level as me as far as football intellect goes and who could BS and I could say some inappropriate jokes that I probably couldn't say on air.
When I left at halftime and went to the beer bar, you know what my wife did?
She fell asleep. I was going to say go back to sleep.
She went grocery shopping.
That's probably a smart move.
Because we were trying to go Saturday, but we ended up being POSs on Saturday, so we couldn't make it happen. And on Sunday, we woke up at 8. I had some Premier League on the TV. I think it was Villa United, which actually was a nice game. And I looked at her and I said, hey, babe, you want to just, like, quickly get dressed and we can go grocery shopping and knock it out? And she goes, no, I'd like to stay in bed. I was like, well, okay, you never tell a pretty lady to say no when you want to stay in bed. And then at halftime, after Usher, she was like, I'm going to go to the grocery store. And I bet it was phenomenal.
Just empty as hell.
I bet it was great.
I from previous
like Fred
experience.
Fred Meyer, Trader Joe's, grocery outlet. She did the whole shebang.
From my personal experience of working at a grocery store back in my high school days and early college, I think the weekend of Super Bowl was the worst at when it came to being busy and just pure chaos. Like, worse than Thanksgiving. I mean, at least with Christmas, there's a buildup. You can kind of do your shopping over the weeks. That weekend itself was hell.
Well, especially
Saturday.
Like,
it was just
gonna,
like,
if you're
going to
grill,
doing?
You know, if you like, you want to do wings or you want to do ribs, you can't buy the ribs 3 weeks before.
Yeah.
I mean, you could freeze them, but that's a nightmare.
You need to properly thaw your meat, as you hear Dirt say on this station.
Or
promos.
Don't even thaw it. Just get it fresh and ready to rumble.
That's true.
See, I did the meat three. It was a pork shoulder. I did that a couple of weeks before, but then all of the other fixins I got probably Friday, Saturday. I had to go get a Velveeta run done like late Saturday night at Target because I wanted to do some chorizo queso. Realized I have no Velveeta.
Ooh, chorizo queso.
It was bomb. Next time I throw a party, I will have the same queso dip out.
Just so make a batch when you get back home from your vacation.
Oh, go all Kevin Malone.
Bring in a batch for us, us.
I bought some store-made salsa and chopped up two jalapenos
and put it
in that. And then I ate some chips and salsa, and then I fell asleep. It was just glorious, dude.
That does sound fantastic.
No dishes. There was a knife and a cutting board. That was it.
Well, congrats. Sound like a nice little Super Bowl Sunday.
I know. I'm winning.
For having 10 people over, I think my wife and I cleaned up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah. I'd say, what, half an hour?
Like the food or just cleaning up? Like
everything. I mean, the dishes were done half an hour after people left.
I mean, cleaning up my wife takes a little more than 10 minutes if you catch my drift.
I was too many Yellow Jackets in to do that.
Yeah, that was a bad move. That was a bad move.
Hey, you get some whiskey with me.
Hey!
I'm basically a porn star.
Tequila only. What up? I do have a mustache. You can find that on YouTube/1080AM The Fan.
Or Twitch.
All right, when we come back, let's get into the game a little bit. Was there anything you kind of noticed while you were watching the game? As we've talked about defensive issues, we've talked about overtime, we've talked about all the stuff that went into how the Chiefs and Mahomes inevitably won that Super Bowl. As we are a few days released, guys, I want to know, what are some things that are kind of still lingering with you? And 503-864-6326 on the Fan text line as well. Chime in on that. What are things that you still can't get over as we're sitting here Wednesday, 3-4 days removed from the Super Bowl? We'll do that next. But first, my man Jordan with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Well, I promise you we got some baseball to get into. I'd like to dive into the A's and what that situation. We talked a little bit last week, but we've got recent developments. We'll get into that in the 8 o'clock hour, plus we'll have Fair or Foul at the bottom at 8:30 as we always do. But this being kind of our last show here of kind of messing around before we really dive into our all heart and soul that is Major League Baseball, I wanted to, we're kind of fallout, so it's interesting. So I am a P1. I listen to sports radio all the time.
Dude, we get it, all right?
And I was kind of burned out this morning a little bit. And people still talking about the NFL, the Super Bowl. Like, can you believe that they went for it on fourth down? Can you believe that there was a field goal blocked? Can you
extra
believe
point.
The overtime rules?
Extra point was blocked.
X point, sorry. Can you believe the overtime, et cetera, et cetera? And those are all valid points. I'm not trashing my colleagues.
Hey, Monday morning quarterbacks were perfect passer rating, 158.3 out there, buddy.
But here we sit at Wednesday, a couple days removed. We start looking at the drafts coming up. We start looking at the next season and the early predictions, et cetera, et cetera. Joe, is there anything that's remaining from the Super Bowl that you are still kind of not necessarily chapped about, but something that you're still kind of like, I haven't heard a good reason or felt a good reason as to why X happened?
Well, I'm just looking at the game, you watch it in real time, and then you start to look at, you know, replay it in your head and watch some of the highlights. And what really it comes down to is I feel like the 49ers lost this a little bit more than the Chiefs winning it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel like they played a little scared in the second half. I felt that the biggest factor going into this game was Christian McCaffrey and being able to just run him, and they gave him 22 carries, but he probably should have finished with 30, at least 30 plus. What killed me is, and I looked the numbers up on this, is that towards, overtime? They're on the Kansas City 9, and it's a 3rd-and-4, right? I heard Suit going off about this, and many people going off about it, and I agree, is that, like, you don't believe that you can give Christian McCaffrey the ball on 2 straight run plays and get 4 yards? Out of his 22 carries in the game, 15 of them went for at least 4 yards or more. So to say that you don't believe in this team to get that first down with running the ball, and then when you do pass the ball, you're letting dudes come into the backfield unblocked. And you're letting McDuffie tip a pass. You're letting Chris Jones, your best defensive player, come in untouched. And you're trying to run like a play action, pull in the center. Like, again, you're getting a little too cute here. And just play football. And I know it's easier said than done. And you're trying to, again, outthink the room, I guess, is what it is. But I feel like that's always been Shanahan's problem, is that in these moments when things are elevated and they're not blowing teams out and they're clearly not the better team and it's more evenly matched, is that he kind of gets in his own way and shoots himself in the foot. And again, just give McCaffrey the damn ball. Like, they were able to get 4 yards, 8 yards, 11 yards, 4 yards. I know he fumbled in the first quarter, but the trend stays.
But that's negated when Kansas City fumbles. You know, you're kind of like, okay, we're even now.
And also, for a guy that fumbled twice all year, you really think he's going to fumble a second time in the Super Bowl? Like, no, I think he's going to be covering that rock, especially in the most important part of the game in overtime. Like, it's playing weak in my mind. Like, go win the game. Go put a touchdown. And I understand Kansas City has a chance to match it, but I'd rather them have to match my touchdown than have to match a field goal. And say what you want about the whole coin flip, what you should do in overtime rules. And it's a very weird thing saying we want the ball third.
I think I heard on Danny and Dusty that's basically even from the analytics department.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know which way I sway. Like, personally, I think it is with these overtime rules. You want the ball second, so you know exactly what you have to do.
But I would argue that I want the ball first, because if I score a touchdown and you score a touchdown, then I get the first opportunity to win.
And that's what Kyle Shanahan was saying, is I want the ball third, because then at that point it's sudden death. It doesn't matter who scores next at that point, whether it's us scoring a touchdown on a pass or throwing
a field goal,
a pick six, you know, whatever happens, the next team who scores, it's sudden death. So I guess I get that mentality, but when you get to that point at the 9-yard line, I mean, go for it. You have 2 plays to try and get 4 yards, and even if you don't get it, you're pinning Kansas City at the 9-yard line, the 8-yard line. Like, this is the Catalina wine mixer.
Yeah,
dude.
Go
for it. I think
I think you're spot on with McCaffrey, that it's almost like, wait, did we not learn anything from the Baltimore game? Like, we all screamed for 2 weeks how Baltimore no-showed. Best run team in the league, and they didn't run the ball. And you did it in the first half, and then you were kind of like, you know what? Maybe Baltimore was on to something. Maybe we shouldn't run the ball. It's like, no, they were not on to anything. They, in fact, were lucky they even suited up that game. So I back you on that. An interesting thing for me, too, like kind of deviating from that a little bit, was watching the halftime show. They had J.J. Watt up there.
Boy, what? Did you see his hair?
That guy looks great.
Dude, his hairstyle, he was...
He's fresh out of Wisconsin, dude.
Dude, spiky, gelled hair from straight 2003.
Oh, yeah, like, man.
My
oh,
God.
But he said something that I thought was interesting. You know, I want to listen to J.J. Watt when he's talking about the D-line. I mean, he's one of the best to ever do it. He's a bona fide Hall of Famer. You know, multiple-time Defensive Player of the Year, sack king, like an awesome player to watch when he was playing. He said something that I found very interesting. He said, I love San Francisco in this game right now at halftime. And it said it's because he was talking about, you're only rushing four. You're not rushing. You're not blitzing. You're not all out. You're not anything like that. You're rushing only four guys, and they're eating. And that is why I think San Francisco is going to continue to dominate this game. And I think that's the one thing that sits with me. It's what did Reed do? What did Andy Reed do? Or what did Wilkes go away from that made that front four so great in the first half and completely kind of fall apart in the second half? You know what I mean? They were getting home. They were getting after Patrick. They were doing everything they needed while letting other guys blanket coverage. How did that fall apart so fast? Because when Watts said that at halftime, that's what still sticks with me. I was like, dude, you're spot on. This San Francisco, Chase Young was getting after the quarterback, and he has struggled. And he was able to do it. And then in the second half, it was just like either Reed moved or Wilkes moved or whatever it was, you know, unemployed Wilkes now, but whoever moved, something happened and that whole game plan was gone.
Yeah, they sacked Pat Mahomes, what, three times in the first half? Yeah. Alone. I don't think that happened at all season, so.
And it was the whole crew. It was Bosa,
yeah, it was everyone.
Armstead, it was Chase Young, and I know, what's his name, Greenleaf? Like, when he goes down, that sucks.
Greenlaw, yeah.
Greenlaw. When he goes down, that sucks big time. But what you were doing was working.
Yeah, that first half was an absolute S show for Kansas City's offensive line. San Francisco got him at every turn, and it seemed like Kansas City was trying to run on giving the ball a little bit more to Pacheco if they could. Maybe check down to the run as opposed to just let Pat Mahomes go off. And so in the second half, I think Andy Reid just said, you know what, Pat, do what you do. We're going to let you go, throw the ball, go run, do whatever the hell you want to do as opposed to coming in with maybe a...
Think Harbaugh could learn that with Lamar Jackson?
Just kind of go in the second half, make an adjustment. It seemed like Andy Reid was ready to make that adjustment. And as far as San Francisco goes, I got a huge problem. I know you guys are kind of like whatever on the overtime thing. I got a huge problem with their lack of preparation for that. Because you hear Kansas City, as smart, as hungry as they were, ready to go for that situation.
Well, I think that's part of it.
San Francisco wasn't.
I think that's part of it is that Kansas City was so ready that there was nothing San Francisco could tell you that would let you believe they were as ready as they were.
But again, I'm slamming meats and cheeses, and I even knew the overtime rule.
That's true. I am a casual NFL fan, and I know the rule.
I was reading
I'm sitting there thinking, like, hey, in a regular season game, this time runs out, we're in double overtime, right? Like, I'm starting to think double overtime.
It's like a second quarter,
essentially. Yeah.
It's essentially a whole game, and that's what I don't even think NFL fans going into that understood. It's like that 3 seconds left that Kansas City has to run a play, it's not the end of the game. They're not going to start over. They're going to be there at the start of a second 10-minute overtime. So also, why isn't San Francisco calling a timeout there and trying to get set? I feel like at the end of the game, just letting Kansas City run in on you, your D wasn't ready. I mean, maybe that's why they fired Steve Wilkes. God only knows.
Yeah, I'm disappointed that they didn't make McCaffrey as much of a factor as he should have been in the run game. And
yeah.
I feel like that put them in some very precarious positions, especially in the second half, that led them to long second down plays, long third down plays, and then some penalties kind of bit them in that second half as well. But You look at also third down conversion. It's like 3 for 14, I believe they finished on third downs. Like, that is not finishing drives, clearly.
Clearly.
And that, to me, falls a little bit on play call, a little bit on your quarterback. And I think sticking to your horses, I mean, you couldn't get George Kittle the ball. Debo was kind of banged up throughout the game.
Right.
Brandon Ayuk, they had trouble getting him the ball. So it's like, all right, let's just feed.
Feed the guy feed you can give the ball.
Christian McCaffrey. He was second, third in MVP voting this year as a white running back.
I mean, he was my guy the entire year until the end when it was clearly Lamar.
So yeah, I think it's just missed opportunity by the 49ers immensely. And the Chiefs, because they are a championship team, they took advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah, and let's carry this over. I want to look at what the future, you know. We see Wilkes got fired today. I want to see, you know, what's the next step for these teams, because let's not forget the Niners are loaded and they've got talent everywhere, and the Chiefs are going to be just the Chiefs is how we're going to do this. I got some nice comments on the YouTube stream that I'd like to read, plus the Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. When we come back, what does the future look like for both of these teams? And then we'll spend the 8 o'clock hour talking about some baseball. It's the Hot Corner, Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
Love baseball? So do these guys. This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on 1080 The Fan.
And I promise you, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll dive into some baseball. This is kind of our last mess around. You know, the mess around. Right before we get into the nitty-gritty, as pitchers and catchers are reporting.
Then we go balls to the wall.
Balls to the walls. We'll have some previews. We'll look at divisions. We'll kind of break it down like we always do. And
is that a baseball saying or a sexual saying?
What?
Balls to the wall.
I don't think it's
both?
Either.
Yeah, I think it checks both the boxes.
I mean, it checks both the boxes. But
double
I don't
entendre,
know.
Babe.
I don't know where it came from. Are you looking it up? Because
oh,
I was
yeah.
about to do that.
Don't. Not on the work computer, guys. Maybe on your phones. I'm just kidding.
It looks like it's first attested in the 1960s in the context of aviation
in reference to ball-shaped grips on an aircraft's engine's control.
Okay, I guess you got it.
But where does the
Joe,
walls
I just wanted to follow with you there. It's your... Dude, you got it. I just wanted to read the same thing you were reading.
Read along, class. Well, that makes sense. Balls to the wall.
Pushing these balls to the walls to put the engine at maximum power.
Like pedal to the metal. But just Ooh. Aviation terms.
Drop it like it's hot.
That's Snoop Dogg. I don't know if that's an aviation.
Hot. Hot.
What's happening?
So I was asking, when you move on, I think moving on from the Super Bowl, obviously there's a lot of fallout. The loser always gets big questions, no more so than the Atlanta Falcons blowing a 28-3 lead. Oh, God, that offensive coordinator is the head coach of the Niners.
Yeah, I like how people first were like, Kyle Shanahan has blown three leads, and then...
He just can't do it.
And then we're like, well, he wasn't exactly the head coach of the...
Let's not forget the defense, the quarterback.
In the three Super Bowls, he's been play caller. He's blown the lead. It's like, okay, now we're moving the goalposts a bit there. Gotcha.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy.
Because his offense, you know, gave up the lead against the Patriots.
I think it's pretty easy when you look at the Chiefs. You're kind of like, okay, we need Chris Jones back. We could use some more weapons on the offensive side. But for the most part, we love our coaching staff. We're in a good place to kind of run this back.
Spags defense looking pretty
looking
damn
great.
Good.
And Spags, I wonder if Spags will be a coordinator that goes in the Hall of Fame. I mean, like, the dude, two Super Bowls against Brady, and now he's doing it with the Chiefs. I mean, the guy's clearly good. The guy's clearly really good. So I think the Chiefs are pretty self-explanatory on what they do going forward. The Niners are what's fascinating. I mean, Wilkes gets canned, and I love this comment. From former Seattle Mariner and Baltimore Oriole legend Adam Jones, that just talking, Wilkes got turfed because the 49ers needed someone to sell out. And that's the truth. I don't know if it's Wilkes' problem necessarily that the defense couldn't stop Mahomes. Maybe you got Mahomes'd. You know, maybe it's that simple. But they did need a scapegoat. It is interesting to look at that defense, though, with all of that talent. And if that talent can't stop Mahomes, can any talent stop him? Like, if you're the Niners, where do you go from here? I don't know where you go. I think we're all in agreement that Purdy is solid. Purdy's a great quarterback to have. He's great in that system, and he works. That offense has guys everywhere. You're going to have to pay Ayuk, so that's something you got to deal
with. First team in NFL history that had a running back, two receivers, and a tight end with over 1,000 scrimmage yards in a season.
That's insane. How do you improve from that? What is it, if you're San Francisco, that you have to do? Because I'm hearing people say, oh, well, next year I like, you know, I heard Swag this morning on Dirt and Sprague talking about the Packers are his NFC team next year.
Oh,
where do the Cowboys lie in this?
Well,
do the Eagles bounce back?
Don't get me started on
you know,
Cowboys.
Where do the Lions go? Like, the NFC has guys, but I still think the Niners are still poised to be the top of that class, yet we're all ready to bury them like it's over.
Well, let's not get it twisted. I mean, they literally lost to the Chiefs
in overtime,
you know, by 3 points. So they're right there. It's a matter of if the coaching staff can make the right choices when the games matter. And they did kind of prove that in the playoffs. But when you're going against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and that team, you have to be buttoned up. Like, Dan Campbell might have saved you a little bit in that NFC championship game, right? The Packers and experience, that might have saved you a little bit in that game, right? But you're going up against a championship caliber team, coach, roster like the Chiefs. You do not have the chance to make errors and play a B-plus game. You have to be on your P's and Q's, dot your I's, cross your T's. Every letter in the alphabet needs to be perfect. And whether they get this chance or not, this is why Rashad and I were saying for weeks, like, if they don't win this Super Bowl, like, what the hell do you do? Like, when do the...
And that's what I'm asking, yeah.
Listen, I try... Like, I do not like the 49ers, all right? I'm not a huge fan of their fan base, and I'm not a huge fan of how they haven't been able to close out the season with the Super Bowl with
Bro,
the success
they... they're your rival. They're your rival.
Well, not really, because that rivalry is pretty one-sided right now.
Touché.
And just the fact that they haven't been able to close it out. Like, you've gotten that close so many times over the last 11, 12 years with different coaches, obviously, but, like... To do all this talking and to have that roster and to be able to get there so many times and not finish it off, at a certain point, it's like...
Can't be the talent.
It's like, how much better are you than the rest of them? You're like, oh, yeah, participation trophy, hang the banner for the NFC Conference champion. Like, get it done eventually. If Shanahan's at the helm and they go back next year and they don't win it, like, how many times are
that's
you...
That's what I'm going to ask.
That's insanity, right?
What's the leash on Shanahan? 2 years?
Again, I mean, I don't know what the Bills did.
I mean, if he gets fired, he gets snatched up instantly.
I wasn't alive for the first part of the Bills run in the late 80s, early 90s.
What have you.
But, like, at a certain point, you got to look at the coaching staff like, okay, you guys clearly can't get this done. Like,
yeah.
We need to change things up. This roster needs... I mean, you see it happen in the NBA, which, again, I know, completely different sport.
Right, but I know what you mean.
Of course, but there are teams that can't get there. They get close. They're right there. They have good talent, and they get knocked out in the second round, the conference finals, the NBA. Like, at some point, the rubber has to meet the road with the staff, and the message will fall stale at some point. I mean, that's what I think is wrong with the Cowboys right now. Like, how many 12-5 seasons with playoff exits can you have before...
Cool, McCarthy, you got there, and then you blow it.
Yeah, like, if I'm in that locker room, I am tuning out McCarthy the rest of this, like, the entire season next year, and just, like, having these side conversations to my players, to my the guys on my team, like, let's go get this done for us. Like, screw this coaching staff. Like, what he's saying now falls on deaf ears, because
right.
He can't even call an offensive game correctly when it matters most. So, obviously, this team is stacked. They have a great roster. They were right there. They almost had it. They had missed opportunities. And I hate to do the whole, well, we'll see, but we really do have to wait and see for next year with the 49ers and see what happens. Is there injuries? Is there just a fall off in performance altogether? Who do they hire at defensive coordinator? The defense really wasn't that bad. I agree with Adam Jones on the YouTube line. I think Wilkes was a bit of a scapegoat.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Season on the defense didn't end the way that you wanted it, but it was pretty damn stout throughout the entire year.
All right. Well, that'll wrap it up. The 2024 NFL seasons will start in about 5 minutes, but we are not going to do that. Let's. You guys want to make fun of the Oakland A's some more?
Let's do it. I mean,
yeah, let's do it.
That's easy money right there.
Yeah, we got a loaded second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll dive into that plus fair or foul. This is the Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.